Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
So, this is it. The second step towards preparing for a marathon. The first one being...
I wouldn't mind doing a marathon someday, you know that?
Yeah. Don't remind me, please. And the second one being getting up off the couch with the training plan and getting the runners on as well. So I want to give you an update on the donation so far for Barrystown Children's Charity, and we'll take you through the training plan we have in a sec. I'll explain more just before I go on my first run.
I'm sat in the car outside the gym. It's day one of training, and I'm here in a very warm car with my coat on. My fingers are absolutely numb because it's 5 degrees outside, and I have no desire to do any sort of training. But here we are. It's the start of the journey. So this is it. Training starts now. I got my marathon training plan, and yeah, I probably should have looked at this a bit more detail. My plan is to rest Monday. I can do that. And Tuesday, I have to run 5 kilometres. On Wednesday, I have to run 5 kilometres. On Thursday, I have to run 5 kilometres. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I have to run 10 kilometres. Whatever day I don't run at the weekend, I have to go for a cycle or a swim or something. 5 days a week working out. That's hardly right. It's a lot. Look, it's the plan, so I'll do it. I'll stick to it. We'll see how we go. The thoughts of having to go in and get changed and run on a treadmill now. But look, we set out to do this. We set out to do it for a good cause. So enough moaning and groaning. Let's get on with it. Oh, that was tough going. Oh God, the 5 kilometres in, as I say there, 34 minutes, 30 seconds. That was tough going. For about 24 minutes in during the run, I was getting these pains in my stomach. And it wasn't so much pains, it was kind of a discomfort. And I didn't want to stop, I wanted to keep going. But after that, they kind of eased off. And I don't know what it is. But I've done it. I've got through the first training session of this journey. And I'm going to have to go rest.
Yeah, I think I can explain the stomach thing. So the day before I started the training plan, I treated myself to a buffet breakfast. So we decided to hell with it. The plan doesn't start until tomorrow, so I had 4 sausages, 4 rashers, 2 eggs, 2 helpings of mushrooms, 2 helpings of beans, 2 slices of toast, 2 glasses of orange juice, 4 white pudding, 4 black pudding as well, and 2 cups of tea. So, that might just explain that. Anyway, on to the next morning.
Morning. It's 5 past 5. The next morning after the first training day, and my legs are in agony. My calf muscles are sore, my hamstrings are sore, my back is sore. Oh, I'm walking like John Wayne. I have to do it all again today. So exactly what I did yesterday, I have to do it all again today. And I don't know if I can do it. Being totally honest with you, I don't know if I can run the way I did yesterday, because I am in agony. We'll see.
And then it had to be done all over again. But the second one wasn't actually too bad. Once I got into it, I got into a bit of a rhythm, you know. So when the limbs warmed up, and after a few minutes into the run, it got a little bit easier. And I finished my 5K in about 35 minutes. Yeah, I took it pretty easy on myself. Then the following day, it was run number 3, but other things happened.
So it's day number 3. I'm supposed to run another 5 kilometres, and I didn't. I was supposed to run 5k yesterday, which was Thursday, and today's supposed to be a rest day. I didn't get around to it on Thursday. because life happened, really, and I just didn't get a chance to go running. You know, it's a very impractical plan when you think about it, to run a marathon. I mean, I work full time, you know, we have young kids. By the time you pick the kids up from school, bring them home, do their homework, cook their dinner, bring them to football, hurling, gymnastics, soccer, drama, dancing, whatever they do, and get them home, get them sorted, organized for the following day, and get yourself organized for the following day, you've got a very little window in which you can train. And you need a life as well, after all that. But for me, because I do the breakfast show, I need to be in bed at 9 o'clock every night because I'm up at 5. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes you get very little sleep, which I have been getting over the last few days. I'm getting an average of about 6 hours sleep. So it's sometimes not very practical. But however, I decided to do the run on Friday instead of Thursday. And hopefully it won't interfere with anything. And we'll see how we go. So going to head in now and do this 5 kilometre run. Wish me luck. That's run number 3 done. I'm just out in the car after finishing up in the gym. And that actually felt okay, bizarrely. My legs are still sore. My calves are sore. My thighs are sore. My back is sore. But not as sore as it had been for the first two runs. So I actually think missing yesterday may have given me a bit of recovery time. I don't know. I really don't know. But I feel good after that. I'm very happy with it. I ran 5K in about 33 minutes. I'm happy with that anyways. I'm to do cross training tomorrow, which could be a swim, it could be a cycle or something like that. Being totally honest with you, I don't think I'm going to get the time to do it. So tomorrow, Saturday, I honestly don't know, because it's just before Christmas and we've friends to meet, we've family to meet, and I don't know if I'll actually get to do it. I hope I'm not cheapening out on this plan very early on, only in week one, but I am conscious of it. But I don't think it's a runner for tomorrow, no pun intended. But I think Sunday, definitely, I'm going to have to get the long run in. And that will be 10 kilometres, hopefully. And that'll be on Christmas Eve. We're due to go out for a few drinks on Saturday night. So we'll see how Sunday morning goes.
So next up is the long run. We have to do 10 kilometres. Now, it does seem a little extreme, especially since I'm due to go for a few beers the night before. So we'll see how that goes. But you know what they say, when you're making plans, life makes other plans for you. As my main marathon man, Christopher, found out just before we were due to go on our long run. Right, so, on my own, week one, for the long run. But I'm in absolute agony at the time. And one thing I haven't been doing is stretching. I haven't been warming up before runs or warming down after runs. So I decided to have a chat with Cathal Egan from Physio Central on the Arden Road in Tullamore, just across from the hospital. And I asked him, should you stretch?
I suppose it's a hot enough topic always in the physio world and the trainer world in general about warm-ups and cool-downs and stretching, because everyone has their own routine. The evidence out there is kind of the same. It's kind of patchy enough too. So a lot of the evidence shows out there that static stretching is before runs are of no advantage, but at the same time I'll always static stretch before a run, because that's my routine and I feel it's best for me.
When you're talking about static stretch, it's just when you're standing in one place stretching, as opposed to like a movement stretch.
Yeah, it's just your holding stretches, so they might be 10, 20, 30 second stretches. Static stretching is of benefit on your days when you're not running as part of your training plan to do at home yourself, long stretches, but doing them before a run, there's not so much evidence for it. But I won't tell someone that's doing that, that's the routine, not to do it, because I do it myself too. Yeah. I think the main thing is to get into a routine that suits you yourself. For example, I had someone that's a fantastic runner in their late 60s from locality here, and they kind of came in just for a quick check-in. They asked me, should I be warming up before runs? And I said, have you warmed up for the last 40 years? And they said, no. And they've never had an injury. I said, there's no point changing things now. If someone's starting off brand new, I'd probably get into a routine where it's stretch and warm up, cool down, stretch and plan on the days off, small home-based strength and conditioning plan a couple of times a week in along with running as well. So probably best options.
Should we stretch every day? Whether we're running or not, you know, we're going from the house to the office, picking up the kids from school and home. And
yeah, I think depending on what your lifestyle is, whether you're not training, most people will have some back stiffness, hips, hamstrings, middle back. People who work at a desk all day, they're likely to have these little things, I suppose. And if you do have a plan in every day, just do a little bit of stretching. It might be very specific to yourself, neck issue, shoulder issue. That's kind of our job when we come in and kind of assess and, you know, prescribe kind of tailored plans for people. But tailored plans doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be spending an hour a day kind of thing. Usually a few minutes throughout the day is good. But yeah, in short, I'd say everyone should be doing something small. It kind of stops that kind of cumulative effect where it builds and builds and builds over time. You can just kind of deal with it on a daily basis so that it doesn't turn into a major issue over a few months. And I suppose that kind of transfers on then to athletes, more elite athletes then, where that turns into a routine kind of stretching plan. I suppose it will be specified too for their particular sport or particular injuries or previous injuries they might have.
So what areas do you recommend stretching before you go for a run, or how would you do it?
I'd look at just general major muscles groups. So I'd work from the head down, just do a little bit of shoulder and neck. Arms are moving too, and have to remember that too. People get very tight around the shoulders running. I do a little bit just down through the spine, middle back, lower back, hips, definitely glutes, adductors, hip flexors, hamstrings, work down, calves. I'd always get a little bit of foot mobility in too, because they've kind of been stuck in shoes all day for most people. I usually just get them out loosened and then kind of get going from there. But I wouldn't be spending, generally with a warm-up, wouldn't be spending more than probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Shorter runs, if doing longer run, maybe a little bit more. But again, a lot of people will just do a very, very short, kind of slowish run and do a dynamic warm-up, a few minutes like that before doing any run. Mainly that's what we'll be looking at, dynamic, no real long holds with stretches or anything like that. Again, that might be personal preference too. I'd always like doing certain parts of the body I have issues with doing a little bit of a longer stretch on them. So we will talk about that as you go. There might be some parts of your body you might need to work a bit more on.
I'm sure there'll be lots of injuries come call. And warm downs as well. Warm downs, are they as important? Or
I look at your time after your run to do some of them longer stretches. So body is warmed up at that stage. It's a nice time. The muscles are a little bit more malleable. They're a little bit more flexible at that time. So I generally say kind of do 30-second holds on some of the big major groups after you've done a little bit of a cool down. So that might just be a couple of minutes walk after doing a long run, get back to the house. If you have the energy at that stage, it's a good time to do them longer stretches, along with your days off too, rest days. I generally say sit down in the evening and go through some of the longer stretches. But they're definitely time after the run is not a bad time to do it.
Happy Christmas Eve. I'm staring out my kitchen window at the rain and the wind, and I'm supposed to be doing 10 kilometers this morning. So I found a route that works. We went out last night. I had a few responsibilities. I left the car in the venue, as you do. So I figured out a route to run 10 kilometers, pick up the car and drive it home. So this is the first long run in this training plan, and it actually frightened me when I seen where I have to run to, because I'm thinking, okay, 10 kilometers, grand, okay. But when you see it on a map, it actually made me nervous. So wish me luck. Let's go for it.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
Almost 5 kilometres in, 10 kilometre run, and It's windy. It's wet. I find myself jumping over puddles sometimes. And when you're trying to cross over from one path to another, you're watching out for traffic. Just like that car that went straight past me there. That came up from behind. And I'm on a very local road, a busy road. I kind of get a bit nervy when I hear cars come up from behind. And I'm running towards traffic. So, cars going the same direction I am. I'm saying that I'm going to have to run into grass work. There you go, back out again. Two cars in a row at the same time, and somebody running. Not a whole lot of room. But even remembered what Rory and Rose were saying about awareness on the road. My God, safety is number one. And cars doing speeds of 80 kilometres on the same road you're running on. It gets very scary. You're constantly looking. You're walking from one footpath to another, whether it's a junction. You're looking left, you're looking right. You're looking left again, right again. And you have to look down as well. You don't want to trip and fall. So, God, safety is absolute priority out on the road. Phew. So, I'm just coming up to the halfway point. And there's a big hill that goes on for about 2 kilometres. So, I'm going to let you go. Because I won't be able to speak while I'm trying to climb up. Oh, there it is. Did it. I have never ran 10 kilometres before in my life. Oh my God, my legs are killing me. About 6.5 kilometres in, I felt a pop in my right calf muscle, and I was limping for about 2 or 3 kilometres after that. Not sore enough to stop. But I kept going and kept going. I got a little bit better, thankfully. But goodness, I can feel it in my joints. I can feel it in my hips. And the wind was blowing against me at one stage. It was 10 times as hard. It was tough. It was really, really tough. But now I can enjoy Christmas dinner tomorrow. That's what I'm looking forward to. I look forward to getting home and into a shower, recuperate. But look, you know something, the buzz I feel right now after doing 10 kilometres is, I can't put into words. I've never ran that much before, and I'm just on a high after. It's absolutely incredible. I feel sore, definitely, but I feel absolutely incredible. And it's going to be interesting to see how the limbs respond tomorrow morning. And we're running down the stairs to see you, Santi, game. Let's relax. I look forward to week two as we get active with Midlands 103, and thanks to HearMed in Tullamore, and we're trying to raise as much money as we can for Barrettstown Children's Charity. If you haven't already, it'd be incredible if you could donate whatever you can, big or small, it doesn't matter. It's all going to an absolutely brilliant cause.
Yeah, that was a tough old week, but as I mentioned earlier, we're doing it for a great cause, and I want to tell you how much we've raised so far for Barrettstown Children's Charity. And big thanks to everybody who's donated so far, big or small. You're absolutely incredible. You'll find it on idonate.ie/fundraiser/Midlands103. And we stuck a target down because we didn't know what target to reach for. So we just stuck down €5,000, and I really hope we smash that for Barrettstown. But so far in 1 week, we've managed to raise €1,000. That is absolutely mind-blowing. Thank you so much to everybody who's donated. It is absolutely amazing. Big thanks to our very own HearMed Acoustic in Tullamore, who are powering this campaign. They've donated. We've had Anonymous who've donated. Guys, thank you so much. Kathleen and Hubert Sheeran, guys, thank you. Padraig Burke, thank you so much. Alison Moorhead and the Moorhead family, you are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And whatever donations you have, big or small, it's going to an amazing charity, and I can't wait to tell you more about that in the weeks ahead. Don't forget, you can check this out as a podcast or on The Breakfast Show on Midlands 103 and on Midlands Today every Wednesday. We'll keep you up to date with everything that's happening. All the ups and downs, the twists and turns, and everything that goes with training for a marathon. And next week it's pretty much the same again, 3 5Ks and a little bit longer of a long run. We'll tell you more about that next week as we get active with Midlands 103.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.